This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Dan Fleischer, President and Executive Director of the Summer Repertory Theater at Blackburn College, as well as Jamie Lynn Lewis, who is an actor in the production. Busty Quivers is her name for the production. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan, you've visited us with us here at Around Macoupin County several times on some productions in one manner or another, and we're going to talk about Summer Rep's 2014 summer production of Finnegan's Farewell. If you could you tell us what led to your choice this year?
Sure. Finnegan's Farewell is a dinner theater. We were led to this because of some renovations that are being done in Bothwell Auditorium on the Blackburn campus, preventing us from doing a main stage show, which has been our bread and butter for any number of years. Last year's production of Café Noir was a big success, and we were able to find another dinner theater production that we could extend to two different weekends. Finnegan's Farewell is produced by the people who put out Tony and Tina's Wedding, which is a big hit on across the country. And this script is hilarious. Dr. Kate Roark, who is our artistic director, found the script for us. She found that and a couple others, and this is the one that we really, really latched on to. I volunteered to direct this year, having directed. It's been a couple of years since I've directed, but this script really spoke to me, something that I could really sink my teeth into and give a lot of physical expression to the humor that's in the script.
Now, Finnegan's Farewell, I think the name tips off maybe a little bit about what it's about, but maybe some of what this production's about?
Sure. The storyline revolves around Patty Finnegan, a dedicated U.S. postal worker who won $2.2 million at the slot machines. Unfortunately, his death prevented him from spending all that money on his family, his loved ones, and on having fun in life. Act One starts in Clegg Chapel, which is at Hudson Hall on the Blackburn campus. This is a short act. We will, in the funeral that will honor Patrick Finnegan, be introduced to his family members. There will be some friends in the cast that we will be introduced. And really, the staging is such that the audience is surrounded by the show. It is happening around them, between them, within them. Some of the audience will be asked to participate, and you'll have to come to see how. After Act One, we will proceed across the lawn to Woodson Hall, where Act Two will commence. There will be dinner at Woodson Hall shortly after Act Two starts, so no one goes too hungry. And during Act Two, a little more of the family's personality comes out in some very interesting and clever ways.
This is something that I guess you would say energetic, because this is actually going to be moving from a set to another set outside of the buildings.
Yes, it is. We actually were generously provided a casket from Heinz Funeral Home in Carlinville, and the Patrick Finnegan's casket will be moved from the funeral in Act One in Clegg Chapel across the lawn into Woodson Hall for Act Two. And the audience will actually be part of that procession, led by a bagpiper whom we found from the St. Andrew Society in Springfield.
We'll take a moment now and visit with one of the actors, and of course we introduced her earlier, Jamie Lynn Lewis, who plays Busty Quivers. And Jamie, if you could talk about the experience being in the production and your part, or what you'd like to tell us about the production.
Okay, well, my name is Busty Quivers in the show, and I'm from Atlantic City, and Patty and I met at the casino, and we're friends. His family is very dysfunctional. I've never met them before, but I'm not sure that I want to hang around them for very long. Okay, so that's a little taste of who Busty Quivers is. The cast this year is phenomenal. There's so many talented people. We've been very fortunate to work with Dan, myself working with him previously as a director and as a actor alongside him. So he is just awesome. Again, the cast is a montage of community, Blackburn students. It's amazing how you can take so many people and characters and personalities and meld them, and how well we all work together. It's just been a lot of fun so far.
You've been working together for a while since the auditions and everybody got their parts, correct?
Yes, we have. We started auditions the end of May, and we've been working four nights a week since the end of May. Productions will be mid-July and then the beginning of August. So, Dan will talk about that.
Dan, going back to the production, as Busty said, what's it like working on this production with the people that were selected from the auditions and so forth? What's your experience?
Sure. This is a very easy show to cast. The people who came to audition, it was very easy for me to see what role they would fit into. I had callbacks for a few of the people, and that really solidified what I thought I saw in the first round of auditions. Once I handed the script out to everybody, they understood the characters very quickly, very easily. The cast gelled very quickly as well. We are very fortunate to have a group of people who are whose main focus is not to make themselves look good, but to make everyone around them look good. We're working with people in the arts. It's very nice to see people who are that humble, that their interest is not to take center stage just for their own sake, but to improve the show. It's really been a wonderful experience for me.
Many people have attended summer repertory theater productions over the years, and just to maybe make my mind straight or let them know, when you talk about your dinner for this summer rep, which usually is a sit-down thing before the production, they're going to be eating their dinner as this play is going on.
Yes. During this production, Act 2 will start with people being processed in, finding their seats in Woodson Hall. The show will resume. There will be a band playing, and Gretchen Taylor is our musical director, and she drafted me into the band, which I've never done before with Summer Up, but I'll be playing mandolin as a rhythm instrument. We have some other wonderful musicians, Nate Rush, Carl Warma, Ali Ward, and Gretchen herself. So we'll be providing some Irish background music. After a few minutes, the act 2 will resume. Some scripted elements will occur, and then the audience, along with the cast, will be invited to partake of our buffet dinner. Once everybody goes through a buffet, as people are going through buffet, the actors are going to stay in character. It's not just get your food, sit down, and watch the show. The actors are actually going to be doing things around you in character in some wonderful ad-libs that they've come up with. Now, I say planning an ad-lib, that's a little disingenuous perhaps, but considering they're doing six shows, they've come up with some wonderful things that are bringing out the characters, what their backstories are, how they interact with each other, the likes and dislikes between within the family, some sibling rivalry and whatnot as well. Mr. Rogers probably would not be very happy with his family, but I think it's something that a lot of people will find funny. One thing I will caution people also, because of how the show is going to be, you're not, during these unscripted ad lib portions, you may not hear everything, because we're going to have actors throughout Woodson Hall saying different things. So, but we'll make sure that everybody hears some really good stuff during the unscripted ad-lib portions, and then the show will resume, and we'll go from there.
It sounds like a fun presentation, and hope it goes well, and of course, you've got some dates and times?
Yes, our dates are July 18th through 20, and August 1st through 3rd. The Friday and Saturday performances will start at 6:30. The Sunday performances will start, I'm sorry, The Friday and Saturday performances will start at 6. The Sunday performance will start at 12:30. Seating will start 30 minutes before showtime. So we did it a little bit earlier than we typically do our dinner theater, even main stage shows, because we know that people are going to be hungry by the time Act 2 comes along. Tickets are $30. They can be purchased at CNB Bank and Trust in the Carlinville Square, the Carlinville Public Library, which has longer hours for people coming home from outside of Carlinville. We also have ticket sales online at blackburnsummerrep.org. there's a different links for each different day, so you can purchase as many tickets as you would like. You can also come multiple times if you would like, and we encourage everyone to do so. It's a good show.
And the website that you gave probably has some more information on your production this year.
It does. It has a little bit of information on the menu. There will be beef, chicken, vegetarian options. There is also a cash bar. As this being an Irish wake, there should be a bar. I'm not Irish myself, but I understand this is common practice.
Dan Fleischer and Jamie Lynn Lewis, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.